Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
What's happening? Welcome into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. Mark Walters off for the day. Andy Hoosier filling in. And I got to say, it's always a great honor, as usual, to be able to fill in for Mark Walters. But to fill in, when such a devastating thing has happened over the weekend, as I know Mark talked about yesterday, everybody's been talking about over the last couple of days, it's an honor to be able to fill in, but to talk about such an issue. This is one of the guns now, unfortunately, are one of the most important issues that anybody could possibly be talking about. And to be able to do it on a show like this, I am gratefully honored. Andy Hoosier filling in, hailing from Wichita, Kansas. Appreciate you hanging along with us here for Armed American Radio. Mark, he's out kind of doing some personal stuff today. He's been around. I don't know if you got to hear him join the Mike Gallagher show earlier today. It was a great time for him. And talking about the Second Amendment. It shows the pure lunacy. Absolute 100% pure lunacy. Did I get that right? Yeah, that's right. Pure lunacy when the progressives take an incident like on Sunday, take an incident like last week, which I think I remember talking about when I got to fill in with for him last week, with the terrorist that drove through New York City and didn't even have a firearm, pretended to have a firearm with the pellet gun, with the paintball gun. I'm sure people have forgotten about this incident already. But nonetheless, they use these examples, they use these opportunities to promote what? Gun control. Common sense gun control. Common sense gun reform. We need to ban the AR. We need to ban assault rifles. We need to ban semi-automatic rifles. I have a story of an individual that wrote a blog, and I was going to read this later on, but it fits perfectly right now. San Antonio Express News. To inspire hardcore single issues, voters, you have to take out the absolutist's stance on things. I'm not saying this is good politics. Still, there's literally no politician who goes on TV and says, quote, oh, the courts wouldn't allow it right now, but if we were up to me, I'd put the well-regulated back into the Second Amendment and make it extremely difficult for people to own most kinds of guns, and we should work long-term to appoint judges who have more reasonable views of what our Constitution plainly says. Which is very comical. But according to this individual, is this good politics? Probably in some places, but in most places not. The lack of voter intensity on issues can be explained by lack of intensity on the issues themselves from politicians. Here's what some of these left-wing yahoos try to advocate for. Campaigns should be simple. Ban all automatic and semi-automatic weapons. This basically leaves revolvers, pump-action shotguns, and bolt-action rifles. I'd probably have a few regulations around those too, but not many. This is the extreme left-wing lunacy that's coming out of incidences like these in Texas. And unfortunately, in our thoughts and prayers and our kindest regards go down to everybody in Texas. And you know what's really sad about this? People congregating on a Sunday to be able to worship God, to be able to go and practice their religion. And the tweet that a certain individual, whom I will not name on here, as you know, tweeted out, well, you know, people going to congregating to be able to practice religion, and only in the United States will you see someone be able to be attacked, to be shot and killed because of this. Why? Because of Republicans. False lies and more lies. It's unfortunate and absolutely pathetic that they would try and turn that into guns. Let's put two examples in here. Two situations, two polar opposite situations here, and we called it. We totally called it. Where there are guns in many areas, oh, you can see the big difference. We have an example of just over a week ago, a Muslim terrorist who wants to drive a truck, who's an Uber driver, who was an extremist, who came here on a visa, on the lottery visa of what they like to say, and he came to the country with bad intentions, got a big truck, drove through a bike lane, ran over numerous individuals, ran into a bus, injured some children, got out with a paintball gun and a pellet gun, walked down the middle of the street where there are people driving on by, where no one has any idea what's going on, where people have no way to defend themselves, where they don't even know that it's a pellet gun and or a paintball gun, have no idea because they've never seen a gun in their life before because they live in a city where we have lots of gun regulations. They have no way to control it. They don't even care. Driving on by, if you've seen the videos, driving down the middle of the intersection, seeing the guy walk around with that, looking for a sheriff or looking for an officer, looking for a cop to kill him because he has ended his jihad and he's ready to be assassinated. They can't do anything about it. And I said, and I know Mark has said, that if this was done in an area to where there were many firearms, to where people had concealed carry, to where people actually were able to defend themselves, it would have ended just like that. There would have been 20 people around that intersection to be able to pull off to the side, roll down their window, pull out their concealed carry firearm, and end it just like that. There would have been individuals potentially on bikes. I've talked to some listeners from my local show who are down in Texas who they've talked about actually having guns while they're on their bikes, bicycles, running, and they have their concealed carry. How many individuals of those types would have been able to pull out a firearm and end it just like that, blowing out a tire, shooting at the individual, causing a scene to stop them dead in their tracks? It didn't happen in New York City. Now, just 1 week later, we see an individual walk into a church with an assault rifle, quote-unquote assault rifle, because apparently they can assault by being an inanimate object. They walk into the church. They kill 26 individuals, wounding so many others, potentially more, until a neighbor, here's what's going on, pulls out his own weapon, fires, and takes him out. Does not kill him, but wounds him enough to be able to stop the massacre from happening. To stop the genocide from happening, making him flee to his vehicle and run off, ending the massacre that's in progress. Success. Absolute success. And you know what's really good about this? Not the actual incident, but you know what's really positive coming out of this? Conservative values, the Second Amendment, republicanism is winning. How many more shooting incidents can they possibly try and use as an example for gun control when, after people have experienced these incidences, that they end up needing to defend themselves and realizing the understanding and the necessity to arm themselves as protection because they don't want to go through another incident like that? How many show of hands have gone through an incident like this and say, hey, you know what? I need to protect myself. How many hear about a story like this and say, I need to protect myself? How many people hear something like this and it breaks their heart to the point to where they need to go and get a firearm because they never want to see it happen in public again? The Democrats, the progressives, the liberal lunacy, these ideologues, they're losing. They are crumbling. They think they're on the assault here, that they're on the offense being able to attack the Second Amendment. And it's crumbling. One attack after another, after another, after another. How many shootings have we had this year? How many shootings have we had over the last 2 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 7 years or 8 years under Barack Obama? How many have we had mass shootings? And has there been any more gun regulation? Has there been any more restraining on guns? No, not at all. In fact, we're going the other way. In fact, we're starting to open up more gun areas. We're starting to allow guns onto college campuses so students can protect themselves. We're allowing guns to be in more public areas because we're understanding the fact that we need the guns to protect ourselves. And because of that, we've now had one of the safest years in history. It doesn't seem like that because we see shootings like this in Dallas. And I'm not trying to discredit that in any way, shape, or form because it is a terrible, devastating thing that happened. But now what's happening? Now there's a national debate about whether you can carry a firearm in church, whether there's going to be armed guards in church. There was a story that came out about a pastor carrying a firearm as he's giving the sermon and encouraging his peers in his congregation in order to carry their firearms, concealed carry, in church. The debate's happening because we don't want to see it happen again. And you know what else is positive? Thank God and God bless America for us to have President Donald Trump as our president of the United States.
If you did what you're suggesting, there would have been no difference 3 days ago. And you might not have had that very brave person who happened to have a gun or a rifle in his truck go out and shoot him and hit him and neutralize him. And I can only say this, if he didn't have a gun, instead of having 26 dead, he would have had hundreds more dead.
And are you considering any kind of gun control policy going forward?
When you look at the city with the strongest gun laws in our nation is Chicago. Mm-hmm. And Chicago is a disaster. If this man didn't have a gun or a rifle, you'd be talking about a much worse situation in the great state of Texas.
Do you think you'd ever hear something like that from Barack Obama? Absolutely not. He would have been overseas. By the way, this was President Trump while he was in South Korea. And, of course, during a South Korea event with the president down there, then, of course, they're asking about the shooting in Texas. I guess somewhat rightly so to some degree because he needs to comment on it. But even regardless of where Barack Obama was, you know what he would have done? Barack Obama would have used this as the perfect example to say, well, look at this country here. They have gun control. They don't have any guns for their citizens. It's a perfectly normal, peaceful, happy little area, utopia here. We need to start acting like them. I really wish that we'd use them as an example to be able to take away our firearms in the United States. Instead, we are winning across the board. We have firearms. We have a president that supports firearms, and we're having the national discussion and debate on firearms. It's happening all across the country, and we're winning. Andy Hoosier filling in for Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. Stay here.
You do whatever it takes to protect your family. But one simple mistake could land you with a mountain of legal fees, a lifetime behind bars, or worse. Owning a gun for protection shouldn't be intimidating, overwhelming, or confusing. Heck, it's your right. That's why I've joined forces with the USCCA to give my listeners their complete concealed carry and family defense guide 100% free. It's 164 pages of life-saving information you can't find anywhere else. Your free guide will help you understand confusing gun laws, responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, train for real-life scenarios, survive the murky waters of the legal system, and so much more. Get everything you need to know from the experts in one convenient place. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to begin your simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. And if you hurry, you'll also get the complete audio version and bonus home defense checklist 100% free. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now for free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back into Armed American Radio. Visit Mark. He's off for the day. I'm filling in Andy Hoosier, hailing from Wichita, Kansas, on the Big Talker KQAM. You can visit Mark, by the way, at armedamericanradio.org. You can visit me at kqamradio.com, and it's an honor to be able to fill in. Elizabeth Warren sent out a tweet, by the way. How many more people must die at churches or concerts or schools before we stop letting the NRA control the country's gun policies? Here's a question for you. How many more people must die in churches or concerts or schools before we stop letting the left-wing hack liberal progressives try and create more gun control areas? Don't you realize this was a
gun-free zone?
I don't know if many people are aware of that. When you talk about a shooting at school, it was a
gun-free zone.
I don't know if you were aware of that. I don't know if you're aware that the incident in New York City when he ran over people with a truck and then pulled out a pellet gun and a paintball gun was a
gun-free zone.
So the question is, Elizabeth Warren and all you left-wing hacks, how many of you are going to finally realize that when there is gun crime, it's committing crimes in places where you're not supposed to have the gun in the first place? Because of these types of incidents, and because of you never know when it's going to happen, I mean, this really makes you think. You're going to church to practice your religion and express your religion and your faith on a Sunday with your family. It's supposed to be a wholesome place. You wouldn't even fathom of that being a spot for you to need to protect yourself. But it is at all costs. What does Mark say? Never leave your cave without your bat. All the time, no matter what. Never walk away unsecured. And when something like this happens, which obviously it does, as you can see, you do whatever it takes to protect your family. But one simple mistake could land you in a mountain of legal fees, lifetime behind bars, or even worse. Owning a gun for protection shouldn't be intimidating. But it is because of yahoos like this, like Elizabeth Warren. It doesn't need to be overwhelming. It doesn't need to be confusing. Heck, it's your right. That's why I've joined with the USCCA, and Mark's joined with the USCCA to give listeners the complete concealed carry and family defense guide. It's 100% free. I know he's been talking about this. This is pretty sweet. It's 164 pages of life-saving information you can't find anywhere else. Your free guide, here's what you'll do. You get to help understand confusing gun laws, responsibly own and store the gun if you have little kids running around the house. I know I do. Train for real-life scenarios, like the one that just happened this weekend. Survive the murky waters of the legal system and so much more. Get everything you need to know from the experts in one convenient place. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to begin your simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. Also, by the way, if you'll hurry, you'll get the complete audio version and bonus home defense checklist 100% free. The audio guide, by the way, recorded in Mark Walters' voice. Yes, go to armedandresponsible.com right now for free and instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. You have to check it out. The question is, when will the progressives, when will the Democrats change their motive and change their angle at attacking guns? And Mark's talked about this ad nauseum. When are they going to change it? Because it's always, we need to regulate it. It's got to be common sense. Oh, after a catastrophe, we need to start talking about gun control. We need to start banning the bump stock. How many more people are talking about the bump stock any longer? That's a good thing, in my opinion. Why do we need to be talking about it? It's a piece of plastic or a piece of metal, an inanimate object that's attached as an accessory to another inanimate object that doesn't do anything except for make it very inefficient when you're shooting an inaccurate. But nonetheless, people want to talk about it. How many people are still, though? They've forgotten all about it. Now this one, it's about the assault rifle. And a week from now, when someone gets stabbed, then people start talking about knives and how we need to start regulating knives and how it needs to be a certain length. You remember the days when you could actually go to your high school and you could have a 3 to 5 inch blade with a pocket knife because, well, you actually needed it. You went to auto shop class. You went to woodworking class. You, like, I don't know, went to go bale hay after the end of the day, and you just needed the pocket knife. You had it in your back pocket. You never knew what you needed to open, what you needed to do with it. Nowadays, if you think about taking a knife into school, oh, my gosh. The same thing with a gun. How many people remember, I mean, you're NRA members, you're gun owners, you're gun carriers. How many people remember being able to drive up and have the shotgun on the rack in the back of your truck in the parking lot of the high school? How many people used to be able to do that? Nowadays, are you kidding me? We used to kind of sort of, I guess I never really saw at my school, but I don't remember any rules saying that you really couldn't until the shooting in my high school my senior year. Then after that, we had the gate to actually allow people into the parking lot. Then we had the security guard at the front of the school, and it was just a terrible ordeal. Everything was all beefed up with security. Unfortunately, you need to protect yourself. And now what are they going to do? Because as I mentioned, we're winning. We see shooting after shooting after shooting after shooting after shooting, and they try to attack. Look at this. Look at all the cases of death happening from guns. Okay, where did they happen? They happen in places where you weren't supposed to have the gun. So should we end that rule? Darn it. The Democrats have no idea where to go from now. All they can do is rail on the same talking point, and it's very easy to counter. It's very easy to counter their arguments on a daily basis. So they're going to have to change up their tactics, or they're going to have to give it up, which they'll never give it up. They'll try. The only other option for them is to get majorities in elections and be able to force it through regardless of what the public opinion wants. The NRA is the largest special interest in the country. The Second Amendment Foundation, a major special interest, quote unquote, if you want to call them that, in the country. Being able to protect and advocate for your right. And for all these yahoos, again, that feel like the Second Amendment has some kind of clause in it, being able to say that it's tightly restricted, I'd really like to see the wording in there on where that actually happens, because I never see it. I see you have the right to keep and bear arms along with having a well-regulated militia. End of story. There's no clause, there's no buts, there's no howevers, there's no only ifs. That's it. You can carry the firearm. You can protect your home. You have that right to life, liberty, and property. End of story, zilch. But they don't want to hear that because it doesn't fit their agenda. So they're going to continue to try and find new ways. It was regulating the bump stock and the accessories. It was trying to get rid of the assault rifles. It was trying to get rid of the automatic rifles. It's trying to talk about common sense gun reform, which, as you know, is just completely bogus and hysterical in that sense as well. They try and talk about trying to put taxes on there, put tariffs on there, trying to attack the manufacturer if something happens. Let's go after the manufacturer. Maybe we should go after the manufacturer of the truck from the terrorist that drove it through the park in New York City. Let's go after the truck manufacturer because they really need to be taken care of. We really need to start regulating that. It's gone to the level of absolute stupidity when we talk about gun control, and it's really upsetting. I don't know how Mark does it every day because I lose my temper after a while. Look, end of story, we have guns here. End of story. We have the Second Amendment. There shouldn't be any debate about this. You can try and whine. You can complain. You can cry. You can yell. You can get furiated. It doesn't matter. We have guns. And at the end of the day, it was a cop with a gun that shot the terrorist. It would have been sooner if actually other people had guns. And in Texas, it was a neighbor with the same kind of gun that he did that he pulled out and ended up shooting the individual. According to the story that I found on CNN, that he had the shooter, Devin Patrick Kelly, had three gun wounds on him. One of them self-inflicted to the head when he shot himself, but the other ones were actual to his leg and his torso by the individual that stopped the massacre with a gun. That's a success right there. They don't want to see it as such, but it is. Andy Hoosier filling in for Mark Walters. It's Armed American Radio. Lots more coming up. Stay here.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, Stay back. And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. What's wrong? Says your child as you get in the car. Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
If you did what you're suggesting, there would have been no difference 3 days ago, and you might not have had that very brave person who happened to have a gun or a rifle in his truck go out and shoot him and hit him and neutralize him. And I can only say this, if he didn't have a gun, instead of having 26 dead, he would have had hundreds more dead.
That's President Donald Trump. That was today or yesterday. I don't remember where it was, but that was hat tip to Fox News with that audio there. Doesn't that just sound good, though, just understanding, hey, there's a guy next door that actually had a firearm, and he was able to use that firearm to neutralize the situation. And we pray for the 26 families, for the 26 people that died. But just imagine how bad it could have been. It's kind of the cyclical form here. I was listening to some of the discussions throughout different talk shows today. And they say, look, there's still 26 people that died. That was because of a gun. Yeah, However, there could have been a heck of a lot more unless they intervened at that time. Are the cops able to be there all the time? Do churches really need to spend the money for armed guards all the time now? Because we're so scared we have to create that nanny state? We're so scared that we have to create that protectionism all the time? Or is it time for us to actually arm ourselves and protect ourselves because we don't know what's going to happen really anywhere? It could be a subway. It could be a church. It could be a restaurant. It could be anywhere. It does not matter. It could happen in the blink of an eye. And unless you're prepared for it, then you don't know. How many people have died, by the way, in Chicago? Show of hands. Do you know? So far this year. Chicago close to recording the 600th homicide for only second time since 2003. 600 homicides just for the year 2017. Already, we're in November. We're not even a year out yet. 600. Do we talk about that? Do we hear that anytime in the mainstream media? No. Why? Because it doesn't fit the agenda. They have gun control there. Extreme gun control. Doesn't matter. What about Washington, D.C.? What about New York City? What about some of the main metropolitan areas? What about college campuses? You don't hear it. So when are they going to change their tactic? When are the Democrats, the left-wing hacks, the progressives, the liberal ideologues, when are they going to change their habits, their talking points? Because it's not working for them. They're trying. They're desperate. That's why you see Elizabeth Warren. How many more people must die at churches or concerts or schools before we stop letting the NRA control? Why is it always the NRA that's demonized here, too? Go after, right? Build up the straw man, attack the straw man, and then blame the straw man for because of Republicanism, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to go. Well done, guys. Way to pass off the blame. It's the same with, you know, the Hillary Clinton scandals. Oh, Russia, it's all Trump, when, you know, the Russians have actually been colluding with Hillary the whole time. But it doesn't matter, it's the Republicans. Come on. I think we need to go back to regular basic class of common sense and reason and personal responsibility, personal accountability. If you mess up, own it, baby. Own it. The Air Force came out, and I got to give them credit. They came out and they owned it after this and said, hey, you know what? We did not file this guy's paperwork properly. We didn't. We messed up. If we would have filed it properly the way we needed to, then he wouldn't have been able to obtain the firearm. We're going to do an internal investigation to figure out how to make sure it gets filed properly from now on, because we could have prevented this and we didn't. It's our mistake, our bad. There. I give them applause. Thank you. We got some answers on this. We're still waiting for answers for the shooter in Las Vegas. We're waiting for answers from that. We got answers from this one. Everybody, first off, the Democrats and the progressives, oh, look at this. This guy got a gun when he shouldn't have done so. This guy got a gun. He got a gun. He's going to shoot people. He's going to do bad things because he's got a gun. Okay, how did he get the gun? And that's what everybody wanted to know. And then we found out, hey, the Air Force came out. Oh, our bad. We should have filed the paperwork properly. The red flag didn't pop up. He obtained it, and he shouldn't have. Our bad. Taking personal responsibility, owning up to your mistakes, then you know what? Things prevail a heck of a lot easier, do they not? However, when the Democrats and Elizabeth Warren and some of these individuals, how many more people must die because of this and this and this and this and this? How many more safe spaces, quote unquote, and gun-free zones are you going to put up when you're going to see more crime happen? As we mentioned, 600 homicides in Chicago. Give me a break. Are we talking about them? Is that the big catastrophe that we're hearing in the news today? 600 homicides in gun-free zone. Chicago close to recording its 600th homicide for the year. Only the second time in the city will have to reach the grim milestone since 2003. After a weekend when 30 people were shot, five of them fatally, the number of homicides stand at 593 this year, according to the Chicago Tribune. That's below 681 homicides this time last year, but substantially above other recent years. It's getting worse every single year. Last year was even worse off than this year, unfortunately, with 680. Just imagine the outcry if this was in anywhere else but Chicago, really. If this was in Denver, if this was in a suburban area, if this was in the country, if this was in Kansas, if this was in Florida or Georgia or Washington or even California, imagine the outcry that they would have if this was a non-gun-free zone. Last time we chatted a little bit about illegal firearms and how many of them were used in actual homicides and crimes. And close to 90 to 95% of the guns used during crimes, robberies, homicides, these cases, 90 to 95% of them were illegal. And this is the perfect case of it as well. What happened in Texas? A use of an illegal firearm. An illegal firearm, because he should not have had it in the first place, as opposed to the one that was purchased legally, which was the neighbor that pulled it out, ended up stopping the massacre from happening. The legal gun versus the illegal gun, and you can see the big difference. But you're never going to hear it. So I'm curious to see what the tactics are going to be from the Democrats from here on out, because it's not working. The bump stock still is legalized. They weren't able to pass legislation for that. We have a Republican majority in both chambers of Congress right now. We have the presidency with President Donald Trump. We have the Supreme Court that's going to side with us. We have these things right now, even at the state levels. The vast majority of governorships, Republican. The vast majority of state legislatures, Republican. The Democrats do not have a will right now. And the longer that they cry, the same way they play identity politics, the same way that they go after the group think mentality, because you're part of the African-American community, because you're part of the Hispanic community, because you're part of the LGBTQIA whatever community, the mentality of that, lumping people together, categorizing them, and then attacking viciously. The lack of substance in their arguments, because you are a white male, so therefore you're a neo-Nazi by default. You're a Trump supporter, therefore you're a neo-Nazi white supremacist by default. You're a Republican, therefore you are a hateful, bigoted, closed-minded, intolerant jerk by default. The longer they keep up these arguments, the more they're going to lose. That's why Donald Trump won. That's why the NRA is the largest special interest group in the entire country. Because we have substance. We have reason. We have common sense. They do not. They have none of that. When they try and argue that we are the number one on the list for countries in the world with violence with guns, other than, you know, third world countries and that sort of thing. If you take out the large cities, we're at the bottom of the list. And by the way, those large cities are the ones with the gun-free zones. They'll never... So I'm curious, if we try and get rid of guns in the entire country, which ain't going to happen, good luck with that. But if they try, how are they going to do it? There are 100 million, 120 million households in the country with firearms. How could you possibly try and take away all those guns? Are you going to go door to door? Are you going to impose martial law? Are you going to go to that extreme? If you do something like that, just think of it politically wise here, which is the way my mind always works. If you even try to go down that road, will that ever be beneficial to you or your party in any way, shape, or form? Of course not. You will never get rid of them. You will never be able to take the firearms away from the United States. Just admit it. Accept it. And move on to something a little more realistic rather than living in your fantasy world, because it's never going to work out and benefit you in any way, shape, or form. This is where we're going to win, because Donald Trump's got it. Republicans have it. The common sense individual, the neighbor that has that firearm, that's not afraid to use it, the real heroes of the country, they're never giving them up. And that's why we're always going to win. I am the eternal optimist. I am Andy Hoosier, filling in for Mark Walters. It's Armed American Radio. Stay tuned. We got a little bit more left.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Just imagine every one of these 120 plus million households in the country having a self-defense guide on their refrigerator, having firearms in their homes, and always being aware of what's happening and having security no matter where they go or what they do. Just imagine what the progressives would think about that. If you do whatever it takes to protect your family, right? I know you would. That's why you're a gun owner. That's why you're an advocate for the Second Amendment. All you got to do, one simple mistake could land you an amount of legal fees, lifetime behind bars, or even worse. Owning a gun for protection shouldn't be intimidating. It's actually your right, but they make it very intimidating because they don't want you to go down that road. That's why they've joined forces with the USCCA to give listeners the complete concealed and carry family defense guide. It's 100% free. Actually, during the break, I did it myself. It's very easy. Go to armedandresponsible.com. You type in your email address. Poof, there it is. You got it emailed to you. It's 164 pages of life-saving information you can't find anywhere else. It'll help you understand confusing gun laws, how to responsibly own and store a firearm, train for real-life scenarios. Again, you never know what's going to happen. Look at what happened over the weekend. Survival in the murky waters of the legal system and a heck of a lot more. You get everything you need to know from the experts in one convenient place. All you got to do, go to armedandresponsible.com right now. Begin your simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. Also, if you'll hurry, you get the complete audio guide version voiced by Mark Walters himself and the bonus home defense checklist 100% free. If everybody's got one of those home defense checklists on the refrigerator, yay, you're good to go, baby. It's going to be a great time. Armedandresponsible.com right now for free instant access. Like I said, I just did it over the break. It's very easy. You go to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, type in your email address, and just like that, you got that audio stuff right to your inbox and your whole guide and everything. It's great. It's wonderful. Check it out. Hearing issues like this, hearing the situation with all that's happened in Texas, it breaks your heart. Hearing what happens in Chicago every single week and every single day, it breaks your heart. And yet they continue to try and create more gun-free zones. They continue to try and say that we need ourselves to be protected. We need to look towards the government. We need to have armed guards. When you talk about concealed carry maybe on campuses, they talk about needing more security, needing more metal detectors, needing more security guards walking around. We need more people to react to the situation as opposed to people defending themselves. We've created the need for a nanny state. And as I mentioned throughout the show, I am the eternal optimist. I always see the silver lining. I always see the light. And right now, it's not very hard to see it because even though we've seen some devastating issues, we've won. We're winning. Whenever these happen, what's the story now? Oh, yeah, are guns allowed in churches? North Carolina law allows guns in churches unless the church itself prohibits them. State law forbids guns inside schools. But a bill that would have allowed people with concealed gun permits to take guns, handguns into churches that meets in private schools passes the state house in March. In North Carolina, guns would be allowed in schools only when they're not being used for classes or school-sponsored activities. The bill is in the Senate Rules Committee and is eligible for approval next year. As state law stands, concealed permit holders can take guns onto public school campuses, but only if guns are locked in vehicles. Now we're having the discussion, should we allow guns? I mentioned the pastor in other places. So, yeah, you know what? I'm going to carry a gun during my sermon. I encourage my congregation to carry firearms while they're in congregation with me. They can wear their suit. They can wear their nice Sunday dress up with their gun on their side. The true American way. And I guarantee that if somebody tries to break in there, they'd be stopped before even 26 people die. And really, the real heroes here, the real hero, just imagine, this is the American way here. Taking care of our brothers and sisters during the hurricanes in Texas. During the hurricanes in Florida, during the hurricane in Puerto Rico, during the wildfires in Kansas and in Colorado and in California and everywhere else across the country, during flooding season, during tornado season, no matter what natural disaster, what incident, what havoc there may be, or even a man-made one, between the San Bernardino shooting, between the terrorist attack and the shooting down at the gay bar and down in Florida. You remember that one about a year or so ago? During the driving terrorist attack down in New York City, during the terrorist attack that, I mean, there was no terror per se. He didn't have an agenda in that sense, but the attack that just happened in Texas just a few days ago. During all of these, there's one thing that comes to mind in the end of all of this, in this community. It's bringing and rallying the community together to take care of your brothers and sisters. If you just listen to the media and nothing else, we would be hating each other because we have different skin colors, because we have different sexual orientations, because we would have different gender identities, because we would just hate each other no matter what. We got to think in the groupthink mentality. And if you're white, you'd be holding up the swastika. And if you were black, you'd be holding up the Black Panthers flag. And if you were the LGBT community, you'd be holding up the rainbow and beating anybody else up that doesn't. Instead of the community and the local community of which you reside in. Taking care of your brothers and sisters, your family members, your loved ones, your neighbors, the people that you don't even know. You take care of them. Was that guy in the church there? No, he wasn't at the church. He lived a half block away. He heard gunshots. He knew what to do. He's the hero in this, and he doesn't call himself a hero because he doesn't see that. And I know that if this happened anywhere else where there were guns, anybody else would have done the same thing. Why? Because America, the vision, the idea of Americanism is just that. Doing what it takes to secure yourself, your freedom, your liberty, and the well-being of yourself, your family, and your loved ones around you. That's what it's all about. Now, if you listen to the jerks on the left, they would say how terrible that individual is because he shouldn't have had that gun in the first place, but yet the criminal shouldn't have had that gun in the first place either, but he got one. So you want to create more gun regulation when the initial regulation that should have prevented it in the first place didn't actually happen because the government's that inefficient. And thank you again for the Air Force for at least recognizing the mistake. Thank you for at least admitting the mistake. But you seriously want to take the guns away when 90 to 95% of the crimes that are committed with guns are done with illegal or stolen firearms. So let's take them away from the gun owners. Let's take them away from the legit, responsible gun owners. It's pathetic. It's ridiculous. And the left, I hate to say it, but they are so unemotional to these arguments, it makes me sick. Yeah, I think they do feel bad for what happened in Texas. I'm not saying they don't. But to even go down that road and fathom the idea to start taking away guns, when the same gun that the shooter was using was the same gun that the neighbor used to stop him as a hero, to not only shoot him, by the way, in the leg and in the torso, but then to get his buddy to jump in the truck and then chase after him at the same time. That's courage. That's the right thing to do, and that's what Americans are all about. Do you hear that at all in the UK? I don't know if you've seen the video that's been floating around social media, the story of the guy, the terrorist, who didn't have a gun, by the way, but he was being chased by the cops in London, and the London cops don't have firearms, so they have him surrounded by a car, and he's swinging a baton or he's swinging something at them, and they can't get him down because they don't have any tasers. They don't have any guns. They have no way of stopping him except for trying to corner him behind him and then being able to tackle him. If this happened in the United States, he would have been done, down, out, in anywhere where there are actual firearms. Don't listen to the media. Don't listen to the left-wing blowhards because they are trying to divide us, and it's not going to happen. What we saw after the hurricanes was absolutely harmonious with people rallying, gathering together from all around to send resources and themselves driving their trucks with their boats to be able to take care of each other. After this shooting, massive support floods in. They say that they're tired of hearing thoughts and prayers. The comment, thoughts and prayers. But you know what? Those thoughts and prayers mean a lot to people who are actually in church being shot at, who are practicing their faith. And they say that it was God's answer of having a neighbor with a firearm being able to prevent more people from dying. That's what Americanism's about. That's what traditionalism's about. And that's what we have to uphold. And we are right now because, again, we're winning. Now we're talking about more places to get rid of gun-free zones, places that we didn't even think we needed firearms to remind us, hey, maybe we do. And that is success. That is Americanism. And that's something we need to be proud of and stand high and hold our heads high for. It's a great honor. I love being able to fill in for Mark Walters. Andy Hoosier here, hailing for Wichita, Kansas. Hopefully I get to do it again soon. Mark will be back tomorrow. This is Armed American Radio. Have a great day, everybody.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.